I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Greece goes to the polls for the second time June 17th. To many of the Greeks, the vote is kind of a referendum on the euro itself. AMG International's president Paul Jenks says co-workers are under a lot of pressure. The situation has put a critical strain on all of their ministries, but it's also an opportunity.
Especially among those that have lost their jobs and the refugees that can't find work and don't have what they need, there is more openness than in the past. Of course, Greece hasn't been very open to the gospel until now, and so we feel that God is really shaking things up there for an eternal purpose.
Next, it's been just about 2 months since Living Water International launched its community-based Uganda campaign. It's a project where Living Water focuses on individual communities using water as just the starting point for holistic change. The local church is heading it all up. Living Water's Mark Retzloff says it's all part of an ownership approach, and that's exactly what happened in five or six communities.
They raise money to repair the wells if needed. Eventually, they'll raise money to have their own wells drilled as they need them, and we're seeing financial responsibility blossom. We're seeing evangelism blossom.
And in Turkey, the Evangelical Alliance Mission reopened a cultural center 2.5 weeks ago. It was forced to close for over a year due to bureaucratic red tape and construction delays. Called the St. Paul Cultural Center, it was established as part of a church plant in Antalya, Turkey. The city has a steady flow of Turkish, Kurdish, and other foreign immigrants, and there's countless opportunities to share the hope of Christ. So go to our website for the rest of this story. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.